You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Right, the big story, as we've been reflecting for the last 45 minutes or so, the big story over the weekend are the allegations that have emerged against Zizi Kodwa. And it's an extraordinary development because it comes hot on the heels of the clearing by the African National Congress of the party spokesperson Pule Mabe of sexual harassment claims. And the question really is, do political parties walk the talk when it comes to these issues? We're joined now by Lisa Vetter. And of course, she's a researcher based at Wits University, the convener of a new initiative called #NotOurLeaders. Lisa, a very good morning to you. Thank you for your time. I mean, we'll get to this specific issue in just a moment. But just give me a context about #NotOurLeaders.
It is a campaign we ran for 16 days in 2017. The Women in Democracy Initiative at the Gala Omar Institute, Bureau for Human Rights, and myself. And we've been looking at, over the last couple of years, just watching the numbers steadily creep up. And I think at that point when we started the campaign, people only really got the outrage by Mdivi Manana. And yet there were so very many more. And these cases were not being well dealt with, and they were just slipping off the radar. So we thought the time had really come to start focusing on our political leaders. Because at the end of the day, that's who's making our law. That's who's passing our budgets. That's who's leading us by example. And if they have atrocious attitudes towards women, you can be sure they're not going to prioritize the necessary law. They're not going to pass the necessary budgets. They're going to make life hell for women who unfortunately must be working in their environment.
So, you've got this campaign, you've got this initiative. I've just mentioned now that these allegations against Zizi Kodwa, they come fresh on the back of, Pule Mabe and that scenario. He was cleared, of course, by the ANC. Do political parties walk the talk when it comes to gender-based violence?
No. After the campaign finished in 2017, we then wrote to every single legislature in the country, as well as all the political parties, to ask about their sexual harassment policies and to ask for copies of them. We got a response from the Western Cape legislature, and that was it. So we then wrote to them again saying, what's happening? At this point, the EFF said, thank you very much. We got your letter. We'll get back to you. And then the Free State legislature sent us something extraordinarily bad. It's quite unbelievable. And that has been it. So quite clearly there is no sexual harassment policy at all in place, and I'm not entirely unsurprised that the ANC has had what has had happen. They clearly didn't think the issue was important enough, even after Mdivi Manana.
All right, so here we are. These allegations have emerged. We know officially, at least from the information we've been given, there hasn't been a charge yet laid with the police. The Women's League, unlike in previous cases, has come out quite strongly on this one. They are calling for Zizi Kodwa to step aside or to be suspended until his name has been cleared. Is that obviously something you would agree with?
Yes, that should be right. I mean, even if it could, even though it wasn't ANC business and it was a private function at the time or whatever is being suggested, given his position, this has to be accepted because it's potentially brings the party into disrepute. So he's got to step aside. And I think if the ANC wants to look as if they take the issue seriously and are as committed as they keep pronouncing they are to gender-based violence, it has to be what happens.
What should they do if he doesn't get charged, if the complainant does not go to the police? Because you could make an argument that she may have wanted to get some kind of relief from the party itself. Perhaps, if you make it a formal process, it's some time after the fact. A lot of the details are sketchy even to her. What happens if he doesn't get charged formally with the police?
Look, then it does become very difficult. I mean, I think the ANC should have investigated anyway at the time, even if he wasn't on ANC business, when the event occurred. Given his position, this is too important to allow to simply throw up your hands and say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, I do think they need to have some kind of investigation. They very clearly have to fast-track their development of a policy. I think they need to be looking at probably possibly undertaking some kind of training or sensitization of their leaders around what sexual harassment is and how to implement their policies. I think they need to put those sorts of structures in place to address the systemic problems. But I think they will actually need to meet with the complainant and talk this through. There may not be enough to be able to launch a hearing, who knows. As you say, the information is sketchy. It's sometime afterwards. But I do think they need to at least meet and see what is it that needs to be done here. If it is too late, possibly they need to at the very least be looking at getting their policy moving.
All right, we'll leave it there. Lisa Vetten, researcher based at Wits at University, the convener of hashtag Not Our Leaders. And as you can tell from that conversation there, it's not as simple as it may appear, because if he doesn't get charged formally with the police, what does the party do? I mean, are they damned if they do, damned if they don't? I was the first one to object to their process, not least because they didn't give us a report on which, the basis on which they cleared Bulemabe, for example. So when that matter was dealt with internally by the party, there was a lot of dissatisfaction with their process and the results in terms of what they told us. So in this case, he has not been charged formally with the police. Will it be enough for the ANC to come forward and say, well, actually, they'll investigate it themselves? Do you follow what I'm trying to say here? It's not as simple as it may appear, and I'd really like your thoughts on it. 011-883-0702.